All right, Rabosai, good morning. Let's begin. Beautiful daf ahead of us today. Today's daf is Chaf Aleph 21. And we are picking up Emiras Hashem at the two dots on Chaf Aleph, Amud Aleph. We're going to see Amud Aleph goes pretty quickly. We'll spend our time today Emiras Hashem and Amud Beis. We're beginning four lines down from the top at the two dots. Amud Rabbi Shimon, Ani Ra'isi Gidya. Rabosai, our share this morning is dedicated by Mr. and Mrs. Efron. In thanks to the Ribbono Shel Olam for the birth and successful postnatal operation of Bina Gavriela Frager, we hope to honor the merit of our Talmud Torah. She will have a continued Refuah Shalima and grow up to be an incredible, beautiful, luminescent Bas Yisrael. Mazel tov to the Efron Mishpacha. All right, Tabosei, with that, let's begin. Amar Rabbi Shimon, Ani Ra'i Sigidia. Tabosei, remember again, so Rabbi Shimon, we had that interesting brisa yesterday about Meiser Behema. And in that brisa, Rabbi Shimon was saying that I once saw a gedia, right, a female gedi that had given birth in a way that allowed the one family to create a meiser behema cohort. Remember again, that was the case of the gedi that gave birth to three daughters, who themselves gave birth to three offspring each. Now remember again, Rabbi Shimon wasn't necessarily going with the three and three, but Rabbi Shimon was simply going with the idea that I saw this happen. I literally saw this happen, that one gedi gave birth over the course of 1 year. Because remember again, the cohort for Meiser Behema is the first mission of Rosh Hashanah, right? Ultimately, again, is Rosh Hashanah for Meiser Behema. So in order to be tithe, you have to be born in the same year, be part of that same cohort. So Rabbi Shimon was just saying, I saw this happen, that one mother essentially gave birth or created a family that then created a Meiser Behema cohort. To which the Gemara says, okay, I mean, it's very interesting testimony that he saw that. But Rabbi Shimon does not seem to be adding anything to this conversation, right? There's no new shita, no new idea that is being espoused here. So my ika bein tanakama le Rabbi Shimon. So we'll say, so what exactly is Rabbi Shimon adding above and beyond the tanakama? To which the Gemara says, ika ben av. So we'll say, Gemara points out over here that there's a couple of possible nafkaminos. Number one, so we'll say it's possible that the point of contention between Rabbi Shimon and the Tanakhama is Ziri. But also remember again, what did Ziri say? So Ziri said that a miscarriage lasts for 30 days. So remember again, we're going to discuss, we already defined what that means. The Gemara is actually going to advance a different potential meaning of Ziri's statement. But for our purposes, what it means is that the Nekeva, after miscarrying, does not accept her mate for 30 days after miscarrying. So Tanakhama is Le Diziri. The Tanakhama subscribes to that concept. Rabbi Shimon less Le Diziri, whereas Rabbi Shimon does not hold of the position of Ziri. Vibaisim, another possibility, point of distinction between them. The Kuli Amma is Le Diziri. Everyone, both the Tanakhama and Rabbi Shimon, accept the position of Ziri. Vacha Bioledes Lemikutan Kamiflagi. And I will say, what is the point of contention here? The point of contention is, do animals go full term, or do animals sometimes deliver after shorter gestational periods? The Tanakhama is lo yoladas l'mikutan. According to Tanakhama, sometimes a behemoth will deliver early. The Tanakhama in yoladas l'mikutan. The Rabbi Shimon yoladas. Tanakhama would hold that ultimately, again, the behemoth is not yoladas l'mikutan, does not go ahead and give birth earlier, according to Rabbi Shimon, does both sides. Just where Rashi points out over here that all of this has nafkaminas, ultimately, again, to the possibility. Remember, the case, the brace that we're discussing over here is highlighting the concept, the ability of one family to form its own Meiser Behema cohort. In order to be part of a Meiser Behema cohort, what has to happen? All the animals have to be born in the same year. So we're just trying to figure out, ultimately, again, what are the criteria necessary, right, for animals to be born in the same year. So if you hold of Ziri, so that would mean, again, if the animal would miscarry, do you assume the animal can become pregnant within 30 days, or do you lose 30 days? Do animals give birth early? Do animals not give birth early? All of this impacts the ability for one grouping of animals, for one family, to form a Meiser Behema cohort. So the Gemara goes right to Vibai Seima. The Koli Amma Iniola this Lemekutan. The other possibility is that animals do not give birth early. Lemekutan means, I will say, intervals. V'halcha. So that's the machlokis over here. B'miktzas hayom kekulo kamiflegi. Rabbi say, is part of the day treated as the whole? L'tanakama lo amrina miktzas kekulo. According to Tanakama, we don't subscribe to the concept of part of a day counting as the whole. The Rabbi Shimon amri miktzas hayom kekulo. And according to Rabbi Shimon, ultimately again, we do say miktzas hayom kekulo. And again, Rashi points out over here, if you look at Rashi, for Rabbi Shimon, it's actually the last couple of lines on the daf. Rabbi Shimon did not get toch shnasan biyom acharon shoshana noldu umuchusari zmanhin ad shivas yomim. I'm sorry, that's wrong, Rashi. That's wrong, Rashi. Not yet, sorry. So the Gemara goes weiter. The other possibility is kuli amarina miktzas kekulo. Everyone holds that part of the day counts as the whole. Here we go. V'hacha mayaskinon, v'hacha, sorry, b'mechusar zman nichnas ledir his asher, or his aser kamifligi. But what are they arguing about over here? It's actually quite interesting. Mechusar zman. Remember again, the halacha mechusar zman says as follows, that in order for an animal to be offered up as a karban, it cannot be less than 8 days old. Right? Umayom hashmini v'hala, only from the 8th day on, after the animal is born, could it be offered up as a karban. See, here's a very interesting discussion that Gemara is putting forward, or an interesting machlokes. Is a mechusar zman counted towards maaser behema? Right, an animal which is less than 8 days old, so meaning it's born, obviously the situation over here is it's born mamish at the end of the year, so that by the time the year closes out, the animal is not yet 8 days old. Is such an animal capable of being counted towards the Meiser Behema obligation or not? The Rabbi said, take a look at Rashi for just a moment. Rashi says, Rabbi Shimon did not get, that's the same Rashi that I read before. Rabbi Shimon did not get, Toch Shnasan Biyom Achron Shoshana Noldu, Umchusari Zman Hein Ad Shivas Yamim. Rabbi Shimon Savar Mechusar Zman Hein Ad Dimis Ashi. So we'll say, now watch this. So the Gemara says as follows. So it could very well be that the Machlokes team, Rabbi Shimon and Tanakamo, is whether or not a mechusar zman is countered towards maaser. And remember again, we'll say on a very simple level, maaser behema requires a cohort of what? 10 animals. So the point of contention, the Gemara suggesting Rabbi Shimon and Tanakama, would be, what happens if animal number 10 is less than 8 days old by the end of the year? So therefore, again, it has not yet reached the threshold of 8 days old. Can it be counted towards the Meiser Behema quota or not? Rabbi Shimon holds that the answer to that is yes. The Tanakama holds that the answer to that is no. So the Gemara says, really, is that true? Amud Beis, V'hatanya, we learned, Rabbi Shimon ben Yehuda Omer, Mishum Rabbi Shimon, yet we learned about Rabbi Shimon, Yehuda said in Rabbi Shimon, that what? Mechusar zman, Nichnas ledir lehis aser, right? Vaharihu kibachar. So we'll say, yet we learn that what? That halacha lemaisa, mechusar zman, an animal which again is not 8 days old, has the ability to enter into the pen. Because remember again, how would you do maaser behema? You'd gather the animals into a pen, make a small opening, they'd come out one by one. Animal number 10 gets the little paintbrush, right? The little bit of paint. And that's the maaser behema animal. So Rabbi Shimon says in Rabbi Shimon that even if the animal is not 8 days old, you could put it in the pen ultimately for maaser behema, vaharihu kibachar. And ultimately, again, why? Because the truth is this animal, which is not yet 8 days old, can be counted towards the quota of maaser behema because it's no different than bachar. What does that mean? Ma bachar kadosh lifnei zmano, v'karev la'achar zmano. Because we'll say, just like by Bechar, Bechar ultimately is Kaddish, is holy, even before 8 days old, and yet, again, it's only offered up after 8 days old. Af mechusar zman, Kaddish lifnei zmano, v'kari l'achar zmano. So we'll say, take a look at Rashi for just a moment. So the Gemara is now suggesting that we can learn out the halacha of Maaser Behema from Bechar. Just like Bechar is Kaddosh before 8 days. Now the truth is, Bechar is Kaddosh even before that. Look at Rashi. Ma Bechar Kaddosh lefnei zmano, shari kidushasa meirechem. So remember again, Bechar is Kaddosh even once, from the moment that it's born. I mean, it's Kaddosh already in utero. But for our purposes, it's Kaddosh right when it comes into this world. Yet what? It can't be offered up as a karban until after 8 days. Af meiser Kaddosh lefnei zmano, Rashi says, the mechusar zman nichnas ledir. So we'll say, so remember again, just so we keep our focus here, we're trying to just figure out, Rabbi Shimon in our Braisa kind of added in an anecdotal statement, which was, I once saw this happen where one animal birthed an entire Meiser Behema litter. Okay, to which we say, wow, fascinating, right? Riveting. Thank you for that piece of information. But obviously, if Rabbi Shimon is being quoted in this price, it must mean that he's coming to disagree on something, or he's coming to argue on something, to which the Gemara now is suggesting that the point of contention between Rabbi Shimon and the Tanna Kamma is this concept of whether or not an animal that is mechusar zman, less than 8 days old, has the ability to be counted towards the Meiser Behema quota. That's the Shaila. If it's Mechusar Zman, can it be counted towards the Meiser Behema quota? So the Gemara wanted to suggest that ultimately, again, that's the point of contention. So the Gemara says, essentially, is that really a point of contention? Because at the end of the day, what does Rabbi Shimon say over here? And Rabbi Shimon would hold that Mechusar Zman does count towards Meiser Behema, whereas the Tanna Kamma would hold that Mechusar Zman does not count towards Meiser Behema. The Gemara then quotes a Braisa that backs this up. Because in this Braisa, what do you have over here? Rabbi Shimon stating explicitly that even an animal that is Mechusar Zman, that is less than 8 days old, has the ability to count towards Meiser Behema. How do you know that? Because what are we learning out? What are we learning out Meiser Behema from? From Bechar. Just like Bechar is Kadosh even when it's Mechusar Zman, it's Kadosh from the moment that it's born, even the water will say. When it's born, what can't you do? You can't offer that up as a carbon, right? Because you can't offer anything up as a carbon less than 8 days old. So you see, Abosai, that Kedusha can exist even when something is Mechusar Zman. That's the point. Just like Bechar has Kedusha, even though, again, it is Mechusar Zman, so too mice, an animal could counter Meiser Behema, even though it is Mechusar Zman. That is the limud of Rabbi Shimon. Beautiful. To which the Gemara says, 1 second. We'll say we're on Chaf Aleph on the base, 21b, 5 lines down. Ask the Gemara, well, actually, it should really get. Ma Bechar Kadosh on today's Mano, Bechar B'la'achar's Mano, just like Bechar is Kadosh on the time that it's born, even though it cannot be offered up until after 8 days. So, Av Mechusar Zman, Kadosh Lefnei Zmano, Bechar B'la'achar's Mano. So, to Rabosai, an animal can be counted for Meiser Behema, even before 8 days as well. In other words, what Rabbi Shimon is establishing is that Halacha L'maisa Kiddusha could pre-exist sacrificial fitness. That even though something is not yet fit to be a carbon, it could still possess some type of residual kedusha. The riot that is Bechar, Bechar is kalish from the moment that it's born, yet it can't be offered up as a carbon until 8 days. So too for Meiser Behema, the animal could be designated as Meiser Behema, or could be part as a Meiser Behema cohort, even before 8 days. Va'ad yolif mi Bechar, 1 second. But instead of learning this out from Bechar, Nelef Mikadshim, Mazel Tov. Even though we go ahead and, before going ahead learning out from Bechar, we can learn out from Kadshim. As always said, the Gemara suggests you want to learn out the opposite. To which the Gemara said, look at Rashi. Lelef Mikadshim, Rashi says, third line down from the top of Rashi, Mishlamim, She'in Yachal Lahakdishon Mechusar Zman. We both say, instead of learning out Meiser Behema from Bechar, why don't you learn out Meiser Behema from Kadshim? What's the halacha by Kadshim? You cannot go ahead, for example, and be makdish, an animal that is mechusar zman, to be a carbon, right? So if I have an animal that's 7 days old, 6 days old, 5 days old, anything less than 8, I cannot designate it ultimately as a shlamin. Why not? Everyone says shlamin is just an example. It's true for any carbon. She'in Rashi says, She'in kidusha chala alein, kida amina b'toras konim, umayom ha'shuni v'halo yir, zeder kormani she'el Hashem, emi elali isha, minayin aflak, shalom ala carbon. So I'll say, so halacha lemaisa, why don't we make a different limud? Why don't you say, we shall learn out Meiser Behema from where? Learn out Meiser Behema ultimately from Kachim, from Karbanos. Just like you cannot be makdish an animal as a carbon at less than 8 days old, so to what? An animal cannot count as Meiser Behema less than 8 days old as well. Or is it a reverse limud? To which the Gemara says, no, I'll tell you why. The truth is, it makes more sense to learn out Meiser Behema from Bechar. Why? Because of the following common characteristics. Shekein goel, mum, temuras, achila. We'll say because ultimately, again, as we're going to see, Ma'aser Behema shares these characteristics together with Bechor. Look at Rashi, let's go through them. She can go out, mum, tmura sachila, Rashi says, Becharu Ma'aser ain niftin. Right, both Bechor and Ma'aser Behema cannot be redeemed. We're going to discuss what that means. The Bechor ne'emar lo sifta, or Ma'aser lo yigal, aval kodshim niftin b'muan. So we'll say both Ma'aser Behema, as well as Bechor, are not redeemed as a result of mum. As a result of a blemish. Right? Excuse me. Let me take that back. First of all, again, let's go through this. Number one, they're not redeemed with a mum. The kachin b'mumon, kedusha gemura, masha'in kain b'kachin, kidarina b'pirkin de lahel, kala kachin shekide mum kavo lak dishon, chutz mi b'charu meiser. B'charu meiser, ain't murasan kreva, dichsiv lo sifta. So we'll say, so first of all, again, the laws of redemption are similar ultimately by b'charu meiser behema. Mum, the halachos of mum are similar by Bechor and Ma'aser Behema. Temura, which means by Bechor and Ma'aser in Temuras and Kreva. We'll say both by Bechor and Ma'aser Behema, if you swap out another animal for those animals, the Temura is not offered. Dechsiv lo sifte, kodesh heim estamam tizrak. Ramirin hein kreven, vein Temuras and Kreva. Maseches Temura parak ilu kachim. Aval shar kachim Temuras and Kreva. And next, Achila bechor u'maiser nechalim b'mumon zeli yisrael v'zela kohen aval kodshim shenaf alban mum niftin. We'll say, and the last qualification is that if a bechor or maiser behema develop a mum, they are consumed by their respective owners. Masha'en came by karbanos, the presence of a mum allows for the redemption of the animal, but not the consumption of the animal. Therefore, the Gemara suggests, because Ma'aser Behema and Bechor share these four similarities of Goel, Mum, Temura, and Achila, therefore it makes more sense to learn out Ma'aser Behema from Bechor. And to tell you what? And to tell you that Halacha L'Maisa, just like Bechor, its Kedusha applies even when it is Mechusar Zman, so too an animal can be counted for Ma'aser Behema even when it is Mechusar Zman as well. To which Gemara says, Adarabba, I don't know, I can make another argument. Mikodshim Havalei L'Melef, why don't you learn a Ma'aser Behema from Karbanos? Why from Kodshim? Shekein Zohar Kadosh B'matanos Pashat. Right? Because we'll say, again, I can say that Ma'aser Behema and Karbanos share the following characteristics. Look at Rashi. Pashat Zohar Kadosh B'matanos Ma'aser V'Kodshim Na'agim B'Pashat. So we'll say, so number one, so Ma'aser and Kodshim apply to all animals. Apply to all animals. Ve'inam tzrichim lios scharim. Right? Furthermore, again, not only to male animals. Utzrichim rakdishon biyadayim. And you have to make it hektish, ultimately, actively. Ve'inam mimatanos kuna. And ultimately, again, they are not considered to be kohanic gifts. U'maister u'shlamim ne'echon lebailim. And maister should be eaten by owners. K'nei farish v'harik maister behema. De maister avishlamim. Aval b'char lav pashatu. So first of all, b'char doesn't apply to any animal. Ve'inam o'y el b'scharim. And it only applies to male animals. You don't have to actively designate Bechor as Kadosh. The Mirechem Kadosh, because ultimately what? It is sanctified in utero, right from the womb. And furthermore, it's considered to be a Matnos Kuna. So the Gemara suggests, maybe I should run Ma'aser Behema, ultimately from Kadshim. Why? Because Ma'aser Behema and Kadshim share the following qualities, right? Ultimately, again, Zachar, they're both male animals. Kadosh. Right? Ultimately, again, they both have to be actively sanctified. They're both sanctified. Both are considered to be machnos kuna, and both apply to all kinds of animals. So we'll say, so therefore, again, maybe it makes more sense to learn out Ma'aser Behema from Kachim, and not Ma'aser Behema from Bechor. So we'll say, see this incredible tension. Remember, we're just trying to figure out, we have one simple question in front of us, which is, can an animal which is Mechusar Zman count towards the tally of Ma'aser Behema? And now the tension we're finding is that we're pulled in two different directions. Do you learn out Ma'aser Behema from Bechor? And in which case, just like Bechor is Kaddish, even when it's Mechusar Zman, so too Ma'aser Behema could be Kaddish even when it's Mechusar Zman. Or will you learn out Ma'aser Behema from Kadshim and say, just like Kadshim cannot be Kaddish when it is Mechusar Zman, so too Ma'aser Behema cannot be Kaddish when it's Mechusar Zman. That's the tension. Ella, rather says the Gemara Rabbi Shimon, Ha'avara, Ha'avara Gamir. Rather, Halacha L'maaseh says the Gemara Rabbi Shimon learns out the Gzeir Shavav, Ha'avara, Ha'avara. What does that mean? Look at Rashi. Ha'avara, Ha'avara, Vavarta kol petarechem hascharim. So we'll say that's the pasuk ultimately by Bechor. Kol ashe ya'avar tachas hashevet. That is the pasuk by Meister Behema. So we'll say at the end of the day, the Gemara says that Rabbi Shimon learns it out from Igzera Shava. What's the Igzera Shara? Shava. Ha'avara ha'avara, which literally means to pass through. So the Gemara goes over to pass over. So Rabbi Shimon learns out Gzeir Shava ultimately from Bechor to Meiser Behema, which then yields the following conclusion, which is, just like a Bechor has Kedusha, even when it is Mechusar Zman, so too an animal can count towards Meiser Behema. I'm sorry, did I just say that right? Even though an animal has Kedusha, has Kedushas Bechor, even when it is Mechusar Zman, so too an animal can count towards the tally of Meiser Behema, even when it is Mechusar Zman. That, Rabbi Shimon says, is the halacha, and ultimately learns that from Gzeirah Shavah. Beautiful. I will say that concludes that part of the sugya. Now the Gemara says as follows. Hechi dami tinuf. So we'll say, remember again, going back to something we said before in yesterday's daf, which is, if you remember again, or I should say 2 days ago in the Mishnah. So if you remember again, we had a machlokes in the Mishnah about what happens if you go out and you purchase an animal from an akum. So remember again, Rabbi, the first opinion in the Mishnah explained that halacha, Rabbi Shmuel explained in the Mishnah that we pretty much look at the age of the animal. If you bought it young enough that the pashtus it didn't birth, then you assume that the offspring it has after you purchase it is in fact the Bechor. Rabbi Akiva came along and says something very interesting. Rabbi Akiva says, well, what about the issue of miscarriage? And then we got into that sugya yesterday about, do we have to be choshesh that an animal miscarried? Right? If the animal miscarried, ultimately, again, that miscarriage would have the status, ultimately, of Bechor. So says the Gemara, Hechi Damitinov. So we'll say, so now the Shai the Gemara is asking over here is, what is this case of miscarriage? Now, what the Gemara is really asking is as follows, which is that halacha lemaisa, there has to be some type of stage in which, essentially what the Gemara is really asking over here is that at what stage does the pregnancy of the animal become something significant? That if the animal were to miscarry, that would exempt the subsequent offspring ultimately from Bechor. So Hechi Dami Tinuf. Remember, Tinuf was the lashon of soiling that's used for the miscarriage of a behema daka, of a small animal. So Hechi Dami Tinuf, Amar Rava, Kida Amri Ra'usa de Tzalsa. So the definition of Tinuf is as the shepherds of Tzalsa. Tzalsa was a place said, Atzar Chiyusa. Atzar Chiyusa Rashi says, Ne'etzar Rachma V'nimo Ha'uber. Ultimately, again, literally that the womb, contracted and ultimately expelled or dissolved the Uber. Okay, that was the definition they gave. Ushmuel Lamar Shmuel says, Ba'abui Didama. Shmuel says, it's when the animal expels bubbles of blood. When the animal emits bubbles of blood, that ultimately indicates that the animal is miscarrying. V'tzarech la'osa l'chacham, and you have to show it to a chacham, right? I mean, you would need a chacham to paskin on that, whether or not it's a miscarriage or something else. Switch the Gemara for 1 second. Chacham ena yada. How is a talmid chacham going to know about the animal miscarrying or not miscarrying? In other words, the Gemara is understanding over here that this requires someone who knows animals. You can know a lot of Gemara, you can know a lot of halacha, but you don't necessarily know animals. So the Gemara says, you're right. Amar Papa Roe Chacham. It means a Talmud Chacham was also a shepherd. Right? So what it's saying is, obviously, to ask this Shaila, you need someone who's not just versed in the halacha, but someone who is versed in the animals. So Shabbos tells you something absolutely amazing, which is that what? First of all, it tells you, just in general, that when seeking out advice, to seek out advice from someone who knows what they're talking about. In general, even in the inyan that you're seeking out advice in, which is exceptionally important. What else does he is a very nuanced message, which is, I will say, that you could be a shepherd Talmud Chacham. Right? That's the takeaway message over here. See, I will say, sometimes you think, well, I'm either a shepherd or I'm a Talmud Chacham. It's not true. You could be a Ruach Chacham. I will say, it's very important because sometimes we think that our careers exempt us from achieving greatness in Torah. No, so being a Talmud Chacham, that's for people who learn all day. Being a Talmud Chacham, that's for people with an extensive background. Being a Talmud Chacham, that's for the rabbis. Me, I'm a guy, right? I exercise the buyout option, right? I go ahead, I give. They'll say, it doesn't work that way. It doesn't make a difference what you do for a living. Everyone has an obligation to become a Talmud Chacham. Everyone has an obligation, ultimately, again, to be a Torah scholar. And again, as the Gemara says, one of the scariest things is after 120, right, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu asks us, Sunu, why weren't you a Gadol BaTorah? Why didn't you become an outstanding Talmud Chacham? So I think to myself, oh, that one I've got covered already. Right, that's my career, right? My career, to which HaKadosh Baruch Hu was going to line up a whole bunch of people who were very successful career people also, but also became outstanding Talmidei Chacham, so incredibly important. Learning is not enough. We must strive ultimately again to become true Gidolim, true Talmidei Chachamim, even though again our days are spent in other things. You have to go to a Rav Chacham. Incredible. Amen Rav Chista, Hari Amru, Yitzias HaVlad B'Yishas, so what's this? Rav Chista said, this is actually, and we're going to get into these sugyas later on, Yitzias HaVlad B'Yishar Ba'im Yom. We'll say literally again, the formation of a fetus in a woman is 40 days. And then we'll say, we're going to get into that later, but what that means for our purposes is that a pregnancy is only considered to be significant after 40 days. Before 40 days, the Gemara says, is maya ba'alma. It's water. It's water. It's not considered to be any type of human life. This, of course, that statement has many, many, many significant ramifications, especially Rachmana Litzlan in situations of illness of the fetus or various things that come out. Halacha, there's a lot more room to be able to do certain things before 40 days than after 40 days. Boy, Rav Chista, bebehema bekama. So we'll say that's fine. So by human being, we know 40 days is like the cutoff. Before 40 days, it's water. After 40 days, it's a human being. So the Gemara says, what about bebehema? What about by an animal? At what point, at what point in time does the pregnancy become significant? So we'll say, what we're really asking, the reason why this question matters is what we're really asking is on the back end, or on the front end, which is, there must be a point in time where the animal is so, I don't know what the right word is, unadvanced in the pregnancy. There's a better word than that. So early in the pregnancy, that if the animal miscarries, it's nothing. It's nothing, right? That meaning, what do I mean by that? That the animal that's born after that will be the Bechor. So the Gemara is asking over here, so how far along does an animal have to be in order for the pregnancy to be considered to be something so that it would exempt subsequent offspring from Bechor? Lav hainu de Zi'iri. Rabbi says what I mentioned before. So Rabbi says, oh, that's easy. We learned that from Zi'iri. What did Zi'iri say? Damar Zi'iri ein tinuf pachos mishloshim yom. So we'll say, now watch this. Zi'iri said that a miscarriage is not less than 30 days. So we'll say, the way Rav Papa is interpreting Zi'iri is when Zi'iri says ein tinuf pachos mishloshim yom, Rav Papa thinks that what he means is what? That it's not considered to be a halachic miscarriage unless what? The animal was at least 30 days pregnant. So apparently, for a human being is 40 days, for an animal is 30 days. Which the Gemara says, no. Rabbi Papa, you misunderstood Zi'iri. That's not what Zi'iri was saying. Hahu lekabel itmar. Ultimately, and I both say, what Zi'iri was saying was ultimately, again, that after miscarrying, the female does not accept the male for 30 days afterwards. Zi'iri was not talking about the maturation of the fetus or how far along in the pregnancy she is. Zi'iri is commenting on mating habits. And in the aftermath of the miscarriage, the animal, the female, will not accept the male for 30 days. So we'll say, interestingly enough, the Gemara doesn't actually go ahead and comment on this. The Gemara kind of ends off. So listen to this. So the Rambam in Hilchos Bechoros writes as follows. This is Parak Dalet Halacha Yudeis. Kvar bi'arnu b'inyanida, shavlad ba'adam nigmar la'arboim yom. V'amapela safachos me'arboim einovla. So also, so the Rambam quotes the idea about human beings. So if a woman miscarries at less than 30 days, that is not considered to be a miscarriage. I will say that has all kinds of ramifications for Tumas Yoledes, for Bechor and everything else. Avavlad Behima, listen to this. Lo amdu chachamim am minyan hayam shiyigmar bo. When it comes to animal offspring, so the Gemara did not reach a conclusion as to how far along in the pregnancy the animal has to be, how far along in the pregnancy the animal is, in order for the Vlad, in order for the miscarriage to be something significant. Aval Amru, Shama Pelas Tinuf, Eino misaberes achara v'lo mekabalas vlad achar lefa achar lefakal shoshim. So we'll say it's amazingly enough, the Rambam says by animals we don't really have a shear, which is quite interesting. So it sounds like over here that when an animal miscarries, no matter how far along, so. Well, we'll leave ramifications for now, but amazingly enough, whereas by human beings we have a shear of 40 days, by animals it does not appear that the Gemara reached a conclusion as to how far along or how early on it is considered a pregnancy, not considered a pregnancy, which sounds like that in cases like that we would have to go l'chumra, well, or I should say depending on what the halacha is, l'chumra or l'kula. It's just very interesting that the Gemara doesn't seem to reach a threshold for animal pregnancy or animal miscarriages. Okay, weiter. Matzino lokech me obikam. So we'll say somebody actually raised this, Shmuel raised this yesterday. So matzino lokech me obikam. So say, so up until now, our discussion is purchasing an animal from an akum. Right? We're discussing if you purchase an animal from an akum, so how do I know did the animal give birth, not give birth? So that, remember, again, we have this machlokis in the Mishnah. The Mishnah telling me, we look at the age of the animal, and based on the age, we will decide whether or not we assume the animal has birthed or not birthed. Rabbi Akiva, even if the animal is young, you have to be choshish for a miscarriage. Says the Gemara, lokeach mi yisal mai. It's very interesting. What happens if I'm purchasing an animal from a Jew? What's the halacha? Now watch this. Amarav, bechor vadai. So Rav says, so let's listen to this. So Rav says, ultimately again, that if I purchase an animal from a Jew, and halacha lemaisa again, it gives birth, I could absolutely assume that that firstborn animal is a bechor. Why? Because listen to this. Because Rav says that if the animal that I bought from the Jew had given birth, the Jew would have what? Would have told me why. Why? Both say, watch this. Think about this. Put on your business cup for just a moment. It's worth more. Why is it worth more? Because you get to keep the offspring. So both say, so says the Gemara, if I'm buying an animal from a Jew and the animal gave birth already, this would be on the sticker, right? This would be on the sticker on the side of the animal, right? Already gave birth to its bechor. All offspring are yours from the beginning. The fact that the Yisrael did not mention this to me in the cell indicates to me what? That halacha lemaisa, again, halacha lemaisa, the animal did not give birth to a bechor. Ushmuel or Shmuel disagrees, and he says, no, bechor safek, not necessarily. Not necessarily, I'll tell you why. Still a safek, why? Sever l'shchita kaboy. Because it will say, when I buy an animal, I'm buying an animal from Reuven. Right? So listen to this. So Rav says, if Reuven didn't say anything about the animal giving birth to a Bechor, that means what? It didn't give birth. Because if it would have given birth, Reuven for sure would have told me, because he would have jacked up the price a little bit, right? Because at the end of the animal's worth more, because now I could keep the offspring. Shmuel says, not necessarily. Maybe Reuven just didn't say anything. Why? Because Reuven assumes, why am I purchasing the animal? To eat it. So if I'm eating it, Rabbi say the truth is, whether it gave birth or didn't give birth is truly irrelevant. To which the Gemara says, Rabbi Yochanan, Amar Chulin Vadai. Wow. Rabbi Yochanan says, the animal is definitely Chulin. What does that mean? My taima. Im Isa de la Bichra, Kevan de Ike Isura, Odui Hava Medale. So I'll say, so Rabbi Yochanan is a little bit, apparently a little bit more of like a purist. He says, certainly anything animal gives birth to is going to be chulin. Why? Because if the animal had not yet given birth to a bechor, of course Reuven would tell me. Why? Because we're dealing with matters of iser. Right? Reuven's not going to sell me an animal without telling me that it has not yet given birth, because then I run the risk of making erroneous assumptions, assuming the firstborn animal is not a bechor, and consuming it for myself, which is problematic. So because we're dealing with matters of Isser, of course the seller will divulge that information. And if the seller did not divulge that information, then what? Then I could assume that halacha lemaisa, the animal must have given birth to a bechor already. Tanya kavasi de Rabbi Yochanan. We have a brisa that supports Rabbi Yochanan. Damar chulin. Rabbi Yochanan says, Rabbi Yochanan, that ultimately, again, we could assume, when I purchase an animal from a Jew, and the seller didn't say anything, that it must be what? It must be the animal already gave birth. Because if the animal did not give birth, the seller, of course, would have said something to me. What does the brisa say? Im lav hodio holich v'shochid ve'ino nimna. Bosnia, this is actually by a different halacha. This is by the halacha of Sovias Beno. Right? The halacha is you can't shech the mother and the child on the same day. So says the Gemara, I go purchase an animal from Reuven. How do I know that that animal ultimately, again, doesn't have a mother, doesn't have an offspring, that was slaughtered on that same day? So the halacha is, if I purchased the animal from Reuven, and Reuven didn't say anything to me, I could assume that what? We're good to go. And we'll say, so what do you see over here? You see over here that halacha is when I'm purchasing an animal, and there's an element of iser, if the seller didn't say anything to me, then what? Yeah. Then I could assume that all is good. So leima temeti yufta de Rav Shmuel. So say that this is a refutation of Rav and Shmuel, to which the Gemara says, Hasam b'moche tal yamilsa hacha b'lo keach taima. So to which Rav and Shmuel will say, here's the difference of Osai. When it comes to Osovies Bino, the obligation is upon the seller to divulge the information. Rav and Shmuel will say, by Osovies Bino, the obligation is upon the seller to divulge whether or not the mother or the child is mshechted that same day. Over here, Rabbi Osei, when it comes to Bechar, the obligation is upon the purchaser to seek out that information. Look at Rashi. Ha'asam b'mocher d'tal rachmana, sh'atzarech lo'odil ki d'arminam b'shchit ha'skulin, yom echad, Rabbi Osei, so again, when it comes to Osovi Espino, the obligation is upon the seller to share the information if the mother or the offspring has been shechted on that same day. Ha'acha b'lo'keach tal yomil, so Rashi says, d'chsev b'bekarach o'bitzonecha, Demi Shabahima Shalo Alav Lahafish Bechorosa. So what's amazingly enough, Rav and Shlomo make the following distinction. Salocha Lamaisa, Halocha Lamaisa, when it comes to Osovies, but one of the obligations upon the seller to divulge the information. When it comes to Bechor, the obligation is upon the buyer to seek out that information. So we'll say, Salocha Lamaisa, how do we paskin? Right, so this, by the way, is a very important case. I purchased an animal from a Yisrael, right? What is my obligation in terms of getting information? So the Shulchan Aruch Paskins, here we go. This is in Shulchan Aruch Yeradeya. Hilchos Bechor Behema Simen Shinta Zayin Sivav Halakeach Behemi Yisrael. If you purchase an animal from a Jew, Hare Ze Becheskas Shebechra. Halacha L'maisa Bosei, we make the assumption that the animal has already given birth. We make the assumption that it's already had its Bechor. Ad Sheodia HaMocher Sha'adayin lo yalda. Unless, of course, ultimately what? Unless, of course, the seller divulges the information that has not yet given. So we'll say, maybe that the Shulchan Aruch puts the onus upon the seller to divulge the information. Therefore, if I buy the animal, ultimately, again, I can make every assumption, unless told otherwise, that we have no Bechor issue over here. Now listen, obviously, this is not going to deal. If I buy a newborn animal, so obviously, again, if the metzias is such, then of course now the animal has not yet given birth. But halacha l'maisa, the halacha puts the obligation of disclosure upon the seller. So this is a disclosure obligation. So therefore, disclosure is upon the seller. Halacha l'maisa, if you do not divulge, then we do not have to assume that there is an issue over here. V'yesh omrim shu safek bachar. Again, the Rama quotes Yesh Omrim that says that it's a safek, but ultimately, again, that's Yesh Omrim. Therefore, the Mechabra says, halacha lemaisa, obligation. So we'll say, what's interesting over here is, this is not unique by Bachar. What the Shulchan Aruch is saying over here is that in all situations, disclosure is on who? Is on the seller. That's true by Osovies Bino, and it's true by Bechor Behema as well. The seller has every obligation to disclose any type of, quote-unquote, compromised halachic status. Incredible. Let's start the Mishnah, we'll say just in a minute. So Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov says as follows. Actually, we'll say, we'll stop here, we'll pick up at the Mishnah Mirtz Hashem tomorrow. Yes.
So we're talking about the baby would have been born in 6 months, and we're running out of time. Is that why we're getting into the ozone? Because then it's running out of time.
That is correct.
It's highly dependent on how you rule up all of this. So it's coming up close to the end.
Correct.
So the ability to get my servant in a cohort in 1 year depends on a lot of different things. And that's why we're not. That's correct.
Okay.
I don't know that you're claiming that kind of pose. It's not like the animal in this locality is animalized. Unless, you know, something wants to be okay.
Thank you.